Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, this is your place to get the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to get anywhere. And, yes, we're going to have a little fun along the way. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And during this first hour of the show, we're going to talk about something that is just always a shame when you hear about buckling hardwood. Hardwood is such a long-term type of approach to flooring, but with a little moisture introduced in there, you seem to always have a few problems. Another thing that we're going to try to address, mosquitoes. They can mess up any kind of family gathering, but technology is helping you provide a mosquito-free zone for you and your family. Now, something that Joe Truini and I don't necessarily see eye to eye on.
What's that?
Pocket doors. I would be happy never to have another pocket door ever.
Really?
But you really like the pocket doors, and of course it all goes back to, like so many things you deal with, you got to use the right hardware, and it has to be installed right because it's hard to correct anything after that. But you seem to have always had a lot of luck and like the space saving aspect of a door like that.
I do, and I've installed about eight pocket doors in my home, and not because I don't want Danny Lipford to come and visit, because he'd have a lot of trouble getting in and out of rooms, not figuring out how to open the doors. But yeah, I mean, the main advantage to a pocket door, of course, that it doesn't swing into or out of the room, so it's not taking up, I think the average door takes up 8 to 10 square feet of space, floor space, so with a pocket door, of course, it doesn't take up any space, and you can leave it wide open. And it's not in the way of anything. Of course, the downside is it's a lot more work framing it because you have to build a pocket inside the wall. But yeah, I love pocket doors, but you do have to use the right hardware and you have to match it to the weight and size of the door too.
We're going to try to help a homeowner out that's having a little bit of trouble with her pocket door, but we'll see what we can do there. You know, something that was real popular many years ago, and I installed a lot of greenhouse windows where you take a window out, you put this other window in that has, it kind of extends out 8 or 10 inches so that you can have a few plants there, real common over a kitchen sink and that kind of thing. But they have been very problematic about leaking because they are exposed to the elements. It's glass on glass. We have a home monitor that's got an issue with that, but I think we have a couple tricks that can help them out on that. And of course, every hour we love to have Joe share with you a simple solution. What do you have this week, Joe?
All right, Danny, I have a quick tip on how to make it really easy to clean up sawdust and saw shavings and any kind of dust from your workshop or garage without having to bend over with a dustpan and a broom, or walking around with your vacuum cleaner. So it's a quick little tip, and it works great.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, we also want to tell you, we're trying to keep up with this lumber thing. Reading another article this week that the prices continue to drop on lumber, but because of the supply and demand issues on a lot of other materials that we use in the house, they're still having a tough time getting the materials as well as getting those prices down, which is a shame. I even heard somebody, this very unusual, an email came in from a local dry cleaners,
right?
And they're suffering from a shortage of wire hangers.
What?
And they ask that when you send your clothes in, to please return all of the hangers that they possibly can. It was an interesting email because the guy said, I've been in business for 25 years and I never once thought that I would be asking you to return your hangers, but we simply can't get hangers right now. So, I mean, you know, I thought when the chicken wing shortage surfaced a few months ago that it was really bad, but now we're talking about wire coat hangers that are in absence of that. So,
Well, every chicken's got two wings, but I'm not sure where the wire hangers come from. They're not growing them on a farm, so.
And I can't imagine people hoarding those. I mean, it is convenient to have a wire hanger for certain things around around the house, but.
Well, I might be partly responsible because I've produced about, out of the 500 simple solutions, about 100 of them are how to use wire hangers.
There we go. There right, we go. Right, you take 100 times thousands. That's where hangers are. They're not. They haven't been disposed of. They've just been manipulated and altered a good bit.
Right. So, that's exactly right.
Hey, I want to make sure that we recognize our great engineer, Dennis Gould, is celebrating seven, what he will call, wonderful years here at yeah, Today's Homeowner Radio. Dennis, that's, you know, like always, time goes by real quick. But also very interesting, Joe, did you know that in that 7 years, Dennis has completed 259 home improvement projects? He's also still married. And he has 10 fingers. He still has the 10 fingers in this. So, I mean, I think this is a great celebration. Not only is he a fantastic engineer, but he listens and certainly does a lot of this work in the trenches. Dennis, I admire you for your energy and your tenacity.
I owe it all to you and Joe for showing me the way. You know what? This is a lot of fun for me, learning this stuff and hanging around with you guys. So 7 years really has blown by in a hurry. And thank you so much for letting me keep the job.
glad to have you in the middle of it. And it is exciting to, you know, to think back on those 7 years. And at that time, we probably had maybe, you know, 60 or 70 stations, which was phenomenal. I mean, there's very few radio programs of any type of program that really rise above the 50 or 60 station mark, because it is very, very hard to really crack open the whole national scene and so forth in radio. For us to be sitting here today with 327 stations, you did a lot to contribute to that success and that momentum along the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Now, if you've ever worked with audio, it's amazing. I mean, first of all, Dennis was a professional musician for many, many years. I don't know why he still has any hearing left, but he's
bass player, man. I'm a bass player.
Yeah, bass player stands behind all of the noise, I guess, is what it is. But he has excellent hearing, and to be able to tweak all of this and the challenge each week of making Joe and I sound good. Hey, you can't underestimate that talent right there.
I would like to thank the Nobel Committee for nominating me. Thank you very much.
Well, we're glad you're on board, and let's keep this thing rolling, because I've got a feeling that we're going to be celebrating our 400th station here in the next few months. So that'll be that'll be exciting. Every station is very important to us. We appreciate each and every station that decides to air our show, because you got so many different options out there. So it's great that we were able to do that. And Joe, don't you think Dennis is probably more of a craftsman and a handyman than he lets on, huh?
Absolutely, because just what he does with the audio takes a certain amount of dexterity and attention to detail. And the thing with audio that I didn't really know until I got involved with the radio show with Danny and Dennis is that from week to week, it's like we're reinventing radio. There's always something that's not working. There are 100 things that can go wrong, and it seems like there's always one little thing, you know, whether it's a sound thing or a transmission. You know, Danny's in Mobile, Alabama, so is Dennis, but they're in different locations. I'm in Connecticut, trying to get this all to work and to reach you fine folks out on all across the country on the radio. It's not an easy undertaking. So congratulations, Dennis, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Joe.
And you know, Dennis is a perfectionist and pushes for that in a polite and gentlemanly fashion. And I can recall a conversation, I guess it's been a year or so ago, where he goes, when he starts doing that, you might as well sit back, because you're about to get something coming at you. And he says, I want to talk to you guys about a couple issues that we're having. We're having a bit too much babble and smack. And we go, what? What?
We thought it was breakfast cereal.
Yeah, we thought it was time for breakfast. But he was talking about a very legitimate thing. Maybe that's a little slang that he was using there. But where when you start to speak, you should lick your lips and open your mouth. You don't start speaking with your mouth shut, because you will smack.
Yeah.
And then the babble was just a smart aleck remark about us about us babbling along. But right, we have improved drastically on the babble and smack.
You have indeed. In fact, the fine jar is relatively empty. You know, every time I smack, when you throw a quarter in there, right. You know, I got $3,000 one year.
Well, it is a challenge to do what you're supposed to do, but Dennis will never stop until everything is perfect, closing gaps in the audio, taking care of any little imperfection along the way, so that when he does ship it out to America, that it is as good as any quality radio show that you're going to hear anywhere. And we appreciate that again, Dennis. And thanks again for being with us for all these wonderful 7 years.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, coming up, we've got a lot to share with you. We're going to talk about that buckling hardwood, what causes it, what can be done, if anything, to correct that. And also, we've got a lot of great emails that we're going to tackle here in just a little bit. I want to remind you, you can reach out to us anytime. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. If you'd like to send us an email, do it. Do it right now. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also, we're going to give you an opportunity to win a great little giveaway from Quikrete, the Walk Maker Plus. Very, very popular way to create a stepping stone path, sidewalk, or even an entire patio. Hey, all of that and a whole lot of fun coming at you right here on this week's Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
In here, there are seasonal savings throughout the Home Depot, so you can get back out there for more doing. In here, it's a Weber Spirit Grill. Out there, it's the dinner bell for your next neighborhood cookout. In here, it's a gallon of exclusive Behr Scuff Defense paint and a Lillard White vanity. Out there, it's a rejuvenated guest bath ready for guests. Get back for more doing with store-wide savings for house-wide doing. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're heard coast to coast on wonderful radio stations like this one, WBTN AM 1370 in Bennington, Vermont. Special hello to Program Director Jason Lilly and everybody in that area of Vermont that's listening to the show now and every week. We really appreciate it. I want you to reach out to us. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. You can send us an email anytime that you wish. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Joe, I'll actually be headed to Vermont for a couple days of taping. I think it's the last part of this month. We're going up and doing some special videos for our friends at the Weather Channel.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of year to be up there.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
And, if you could wait till October, it'd be really, really beautiful.
Yeah, I know. We actually talked about that.
Late summer is beautiful up there. Yeah.
Hopefully things will work out well. Well, we want to try to help out a homeowner. Amy is with us right now, having a little trouble with hardwood floors. Amy, welcome to the show and tell us about the situation here. So sorry to hear about the trouble you're having.
Hey, thanks for having me. I have a small home that I purchased and did a lot of repair work on. Mm-hmm. It was built in the 60s, and the original unit was about 40 years old when I bought it.
Wow.
So I replaced it about 2 years ago, and then as the summer came and I began to run the air conditioning unit, late into the summer I started noticing the floors were pushing up in areas. So I had the flooring, I had some people come in, my house is on piers or blocks, mm-hmm. and get under the house to see if there was any moisture damage. No one saw anything. So I just repaired the pine flooring damage that was there. That was in the fall of last year. For the past year, they've been fine. Now they've started doing the same thing again, but now in other areas.
Hmm. Well, one thing that we know about floors that are buckling, it's always a result of moisture. So trying to figure out where that moisture is coming from. Now, normally it's not a situation where your moisture content within the house is at an elevated level. You would have other problems with mold and mildew and so forth if that's the case. But it almost, when you almost inevitably, when you have a house up on piers like this, it is moisture that's migrating up. Now, if it's, is it happening in just one specific area or a little bit everywhere?
Both times at the beginning of it, it happened in the same place. Mm-hmm. There were two in the front of the home. There were two vents that I even re-angled, just thinking the air is so cold and it's so hot outside. Maybe there was something there to that. So it started again in the very same places.
I see. The same places you had it repaired.
Yes.
Okay.
But now, as time has gone on, it started, you know, migrating through the home.
Is there, do you have an outside wall nearby, close by the problem area?
Yeah. It's a small home. It's about 1,000 square feet. So it's where it's starting, the front of the home is sun-facing. There's a lot of, you know, sun coming in the day. It's the hottest, what would be the hottest point or part of the house. So, yes, it's near a wall.
Well, several things that this could be, and then we'll check and see what my buddy Joe mentions about this. But one thing could be that the air conditioning ductwork is condensating. And, you know, even if you've had someone under the house looking at it, it might not be happening at that precise moment. But if your air conditioning ductwork is not completely wrapped with insulation and that cold air hits that hot, any kind of hot area, it's going to condensate and produce a fair amount of water, moisture that can migrate under that part of the floor and cause that problem. That could be the reason that it's happening more than once. Another thing that happens, and I've seen this happen a number of times, is on the outside of the house, maybe around a window or around a dryer vent or some part like that, when it rains, moisture is able to travel into the house between the hardwood floor and the subfloor under it. That would cause it to buckle. And then the other thing, you definitely, if you do not have plastic, clear plastic or black plastic, doesn't matter, laying directly on the ground under your house to minimize that ground moisture that every house has, that is probably the very first thing that I would do. Do you have any plastic down there that you know of?
I did have someone come and lay some, but other things that kind of correlate with this issue is rainy weather, late in the summer. So I did have someone come and just lay plastic under the home, and then I had the air conditioner repair person come back and look at the ductwork, and they didn't see anything. But it is an older home. There's a window nearby, so. You know, it could be, and there's a laundry room just right adjacent to it that has a vent on the outside. So, possibly could be, you know, those other things too, I guess.
Well, if water, Amy, was coming in through a window or a vent, the damage to the floor would be in that immediate area. It'd be pretty unlikely that water would, you know, come in through a vent or window and go all the way across the whole house and affect it in another room or two. I guess it's possible, but unlikely. So I'm with Danny. I'm thinking it must be humidity and moisture from coming up from the ground. If there's insulation, especially fiberglass insulation between the floor joists underneath, if that has gotten wet and that's holding moisture against the floor, it would go through the subfloor and affect the floor. Because the five main reasons that wood floors buckle is water. Someone floods it with water, either by accident or with a toilet overflowing, something like that. High humidity, which is probably what this is. Poor installation, if it wasn't installed correctly. Acclimation, if they put the floors have to be, before they're installed, they have to be left in the room for a week or two to acclimate to the humidity. Or if it's just improper care, someone's washing it with water. So since this is an existing floor, an older floor, it's got to be humidity, because you're not spilling water on the floor and it wasn't installed incorrectly. And the fact that this was not an issue till you got a new air conditioning unit, I mean, that might be a clue that there's moisture from the air conditioner, perhaps somehow. And I'm not really sure, but if you can get a hydrostat, what do they call it, Danny? Humidistat?
Hygrometer.
Hygrometer, that's it. A hygrometer to measure the humidity. You can buy them really inexpensively and put them around the house, put them under the house, and it'll instantly read what the humidity is. And obviously outdoors, it's probably going to be pretty high, but in the rooms, it shouldn't, you know, you should try to keep it with the air conditioning on. What should it be, Danny? 50%?
Yeah, 50% or less. Between 35 and 50% is ideal inside the home.
But I think, Amy, I'm not sure what it could be if it's not humidity, you know, mm-hmm. which would be the moisture. And controlling the humidity through fans and ventilation may help alleviate the problem. But once the floors get buckled like that, it might be, you know, other than replacing them, I'm not sure what you can do. And, of course, replacing the floors not going to help if the humidity issue still exists.
Mm-hmm. I would still take a close look at that outside wall that's adjacent to it, because between that and that air conditioning ductwork, there's got to be a source of moisture coming from one of those.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the advice. I got some good notes.
Sorry we don't have like an exact answer, like go flip that switch and don't worry about it.
You know? I know it.
No, but I did get some different ideas here. So.
Okay.
Good, Amy. Well, thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, I want to grab a quick email here. This is a fairly easy one. It comes from Sue. It says, I've seen a lot of bugs inside and out of my home, including the big palmetto bugs in my garage. What's the best way to resolve this problem? Hire a professional exterminator or do it yourself? Well, I'll tell you what I do, and it's been very, very effective with my home over the years. And I've lived where there's a lot of trees and a lot of, you know, areas where bugs would be. I basically do it myself. I have a gallon jug that I buy from the home center. It has a spray on it. Actually, this last one I have has actually a battery little spray wand on it. And I just go around the perimeter of the house, pay particular care around the thresholds of each doorway. And I just do perimeter spray about once a month when it's fairly dry, not when it's raining or gonna rain. And it seems to completely wipe out any bug problem that I have. I see people with a lot of things there, but Sue, I would try that and just use the precautions, read the precautions on the jug to where you make sure you don't have any problems with that, with pets and so forth. But that's worked very well for me. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're just getting started, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if you love being outside, but hate battling all those mosquitoes, and you know the frustration of trying to fend them off with bug spray, candles, and all the unpleasant smells that go along with that, that's why Thermacell, a name that you're very familiar with, been around a long time, they developed their Patio Shield Mosquito Repeller. It's a simple design and attractive color allows it to blend right into your patio table decor while it goes to work creating a scent-free 15-foot mosquito-free zone all around the table. Inside, a small fuel cartridge heats up a repellent pad, which creates a powerful invisible barrier against the mosquitoes for 12 straight hours. You simply insert a repellent pad and attach the fuel cartridge before turning it on. It's so simple. Use these and they work very, very well. And really, in 30 minutes or less, your patio is a no-fly zone for mosquitoes. It comes with three repellent mats and one fuel cartridge, all of which fits together in a cordless, compact, and lightweight unit. Both the fuel cartridge and repellent mats refills are available in a variety of sizes. So if that's intrigued you, again, it's called the Thermacell Patio Shield Mosquito Repeller, and you can find out more by going to HomeDepot.com. So one way to do that without all of those smells. I never liked mosquito spray and all
right,
of that.
Yeah.
Just the DEET and all of that can't be good for you.
I always thought it was the smell that attracted the mosquitoes, but apparently not. It must be the, in this case, they have it working just without, I guess maybe the mosquitoes smell it, and we don't. But either way, whatever they can do to attract mosquitoes and kill them, because it's, especially with all the rain we've gotten in most parts of the country, I think it's a banner year for mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. And it amazes me that I remember as a kid the mosquito trucks running around spraying that fog all over the neighborhood. It amazed me back then And I'll be darned, I heard that familiar sound. I thought I was hearing something from my childhood. Yeah. I look out the window, and there's a mosquito truck. Wait, down here in the country where I live,
right.
Maybe he just got lost. But he came running through with that stuff, pumping that. I just thought the environmentalists would have shut that down many years
ago. Plus, they're going down the street.
I know.
So unless you're standing in the middle of the street, like if you're in your backyard, does that help in the backyard? I'm not sure.
I know. I was going to invite him over for a cup of coffee and say, keep your machine running, but I didn't want to get that close to all the chemicals. Anyway, hey, let's get to today's homeowner hotline, see if we can help Vicki out with her pocket door. Vicki, welcome to the show. So glad you're with us.
I'm looking for a handle for my pocket door. Right now I have the teeny tiniest little crank thing to turn to lock it and open it, and it is really causing havoc with my arthritis hand. So I need something that's much larger that I can just flip up and down for a door handle.
Okay. All right. Well, first thing I think about is vice grips, but that might not work very well.
Carry around a pair of vice grips. How inconvenient can that be?
Or look very good. But, Joe, what do you think of that? I know exactly what Vicki's talking about, because those little bitty things, I mean, things not even 3/4 of an inch that you have to reach in there. And if it's not lined up just right. So do you know of any little flip mechanism for a pocket door that's possibly available?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I've installed a lot of pocket doors. I love them. And you're right, the hardware, first of all, most of it is not particularly attractive. But there are a couple of companies, a Quickset makes one. I think it's simply called the Bed and Bath Pocket Door Lock. It's about $16, and it has the like locking mechanism, latch mechanism is pretty large. It's about 2 inches long. It's kind of like, looks like a diamond, horizontal diamond shaped piece of metal that is elongated a little bit. So that makes it a little easier. It's a little thin, but it will make it easier. But the very best one, although it's $30, it's a beautiful looking piece of hardware and has a nice large sort of latch that you can easily turn. It's made by Delaney Hardware Company, and that's D-E-L-A-N-E-Y, Delaney. And it's called like the Contemporary Square Pocket Door Lock. And they call it square because the latch itself, the whole thing is actually square. But again, they're $30, but that would certainly be a more comfortable way for Vicki to open and close and latch those doors.
Yeah, good. Well, certainly hope that helps you out a little bit, and that dexterity and so forth can be quite a challenge as you move through life. That's why I think of course, a lever lock doesn't work on a pocket door like that.
But right.
I'm hearing people across the generations putting in the lever locks. They have a bit more style to them and decor to them. But boy, the leverage on them is just great.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about changing from a door round doorknob to the lever handle, of course, you can't do it, as Danny said, on a sliding pocket door because it wouldn't be able to slide into the wall. But the nice thing is when you have your hands full, you can use an elbow or a knee to pop open
or
the
foot.
To close.
Just put your sneaker up on top of that thing. When I go out to my grill and I have all that in my hands and I go out there, I'm quite proud of this, matter of fact.
Yeah.
I raise one foot and push that thing down and push the door open and walk right out like a boss with all the food.
Yeah, so that's great. Yeah, just kick open the door.
You know, I thought about the other day a simple solution, and this might be one that you already are familiar with, Joe, but, you know, so many people have little trailers, you know, whether it's a camper, whether it's a utility trailer, a flatbed trailer or whatever for projects and working in the yard and so forth, and you have that crank, you know, and you just crank it,
and you crank it
down and everything. And I was at a campground one time, and just out of the corner of my eye, I saw this guy disconnecting his camper, and what he had done is he removed the handle. Mm-hmm. He shaved the top round part of that to create two flat sides. He had a 18-volt cordless drill. He chucked that thing up right on top of that, and that thing like that. And I gotta have one of those, you know, because it they always get rusty. They always get tough. And if you have some weight on it, then it makes it even harder. But that's something I'm going to work on.
I like
and
that.
Just have that and just make sure you have a good charged battery. And you can borrow that if you would like, Joe.
Oh, thank you. I'll try. Yeah. Anytime you can introduce power using a cordless drill, I used it to peel apples. you know, stick a spade inside an apple and put it in your drill, chucking and spinning, and you just hold the peeler against it. We should do a simple solution on that. I peeled like 6 apples in 30 seconds. It was great.
Oh, man. Now we can move on to potatoes next.
That's right. That'd be perfect.
So we've drifted over to the food aisle one more time here.
We're going to lose Danny. He's going to start dreaming of apple turnovers during
the break.
That's
exactly right. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. We're celebrating 7 years of Dennis Gould, professional engineer, working with us side by side. We've got a lot more information to share with you coming right up here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Metal roofing is durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient, making it one of the best choices for today's homeowners. They often last 50 plus years and can protect your home from extreme weather. With styles and colors to suit every taste, metal roofing is definitely worth considering. Want to learn more about metal roofing or find a contractor near you? Check out the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. While you're there, be sure to enter the Metal Roofing Rave sweepstakes and you could win a $100 Home Depot gift card. Visit metalroofing.com today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I want to remind you about our fantastic e-newsletter that goes out every single week. You can receive one in your inbox by simply going to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. You'll be glad you did. There's some great information that goes out every week, and we're able to share with you a lot of things that you might want to consider around your house, how to do it, and the materials that you'll need. Right now, we're going to go to the beautiful state of Rhode Island. Gail is on the line right now. Gail, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house there.
Hi, thank you for taking the call. I have a beautiful Brazilian mahogany greenhouse window that was installed many, many years ago. And it leaks sometimes when it rains from the top left panel. Now, glass was replaced in 2008 due to failure of the glass. However, we had no problems at all was leaking until about a year ago when we did have it caulked around the top, thinking that was the root cause. But now, about 2 months ago, it started to leak again in the same area. And it's been really difficult to try to find someone who will come to the house and take a look, assess the problem for the root cause, and agree to do the repair. So I'm really hoping that you could give us some advice on how to move forward.
Okay, we certainly will try. It is something I've installed many, many windows like this. It's kind of neat, you know, because it really makes the room feel a little bit larger. You're able to, you know, get some plants and so forth growing in there that always can enhance the look of a room and so forth. But anytime you have that much glass out in the elements, you do have, you know, a situation that's kind of prone to leak. But let me ask you this, directly above the window, does the roof allow the water? Does the water come off the roof and hit the top of that window?
No, it doesn't. There's a gutter on top that goes to the side of the house, which crosses the window. And if any water comes down, it comes down through that gutter.
Good, good. You just want to make sure that gutter, next time it rains really hard, you might want to grab that umbrella and walk out and make sure that the gutter is doing its job, because if it has a hole in it, or it's maybe has a little low spot there that a heavy rain is overwhelming it and allowing it to drop a lot of water on that glass window, that could be the reason for it. Now, theoretically, no matter how much water that gets on it, it should not leak. But because of expansion and contraction and a little bit of movement here and there, it's not unusual to have a little small crack in that type of window. So generally what needs to be done is for someone to get in a really good position there outside the window, and then remove as much caulk in that problem area as you possibly can, and then really use a good caulk to inject as much as you can in all of those cracks. And I would recommend using 100% silicone, because it'll stay pliable, and then if you have a little movement, it'll move with it and it won't tend to crack. Some people will use more rigid caulk, and then you're going to end up with a crack sooner or later. But it is one of those things, and you're right. It is hard to find someone to do that type of project. But I'll tell you, a painter does a lot of caulking and a lot of stuff like this. That might be the one. Or you might call a local company that does window installation and see if maybe they'll give you the name of someone that might just want to drop by after work and take a good look at that for you and see if they can't find exactly where it is. And certainly the next time it's leaking, really look closely out there with your flashlight inside. And maybe put a little piece of tape wherever you see the water coming in. That might be able to help you identify it. And also maybe try to make it leak. Have someone on the outside with a water hose and start down low and slowly move up on the window until it produces the leak. Then you'll know exactly, and you can pinpoint exactly where that leak is coming in, allow it to dry really well, and then apply the silicone caulk to kind of little troubleshooting there in order to fine-tune exactly where the leak's coming in.
Great. Okay. We'll follow your instructions. Thank you so much. Hope it works.
Okay, best of luck on it. I think it will. I think you'll be in good shape. Thanks for being a part of the show, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You know, Joe, it does have I don't know how many of these I've installed over the years, but it does have an immediate effect. And I love putting them over the kitchen sink because, you know, you almost always have a window there. And if you put it in right, but it's like so many other components for the home, you want to make sure you're getting a good quality window like that, because they do have the inferior ones that are thrown together, and all that's going to be is problems.
Right, especially a window like this. Sometimes it's called a sun bay window. It has a glass slanted roof, and then it has three walls of glass. So there's a lot of places that leaking can occur. And what I was going to recommend is, I looked at a photograph Gail sent us, and it doesn't appear to be flashed very well above that window.
I noticed that too.
Yeah. I would put flashing and have it extend 2 or 3 inches past where the wood is joining that glass, just as a little extra protection, and then see if that helps.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Any precaution that you can do. Real quick, just want to encourage you to head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway to enter for your chance to win a cool prize from our friends at QuickReat. One lucky winner every single month will receive a QuickReat Walkmaker to create their own pathway. If you've never heard of the Walkmaker, it's a reusable concrete mold made of durable plastic. Makes it real easy to create a sidewalk or walkway that looks like it's made of individual pavers. And not only is QuickReat giving away the walkmaker form. They're also throwing in 25 bags of concrete. Now, that's enough to create a 50-foot path right outside your door. Again, right now, go to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway, and don't delay. This month's giveaway ends on June 27th.
That can't be right.
That can't be right. But head on over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway so that you have an opportunity to enter the contest this month. I'll tell you, those things are just fantastic. And why don't you Google that? Google Quikrete Walkmaker and see those forms. It really is amazing what you can do with those. We've used them a lot for a lot of different projects, and here you have a chance to win. Again, todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at Checking In With Chelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
In here, there are seasonal savings throughout the Home Depot, so you can get back out there for more doing. In here, it's a Weber Spirit Grill. Out there, it's the dinner bell for your next neighborhood cookout. In here, it's a gallon of exclusive Behr Scuff Defense paint and a Lillard White vanity. Out there, it's a rejuvenated guest bath ready for guests. Get back for more doing with store-wide savings for house-wide doing. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI.
Chelsea Lippert Wolf here. If you're a fan of great before and afters, you need to check out my ranch revival. Dad and I are renovating my 1950s ranch-style home inside and out. You'll get the scoop on everything from simple curb appeal updates and painting projects to energy efficiency improvements and rearranging walls. Find out more at todayshomeowner.com/ranch revival. Brought to you by American Standard, Armstrong Ceilings, Geldwin Windows and Doors, Rockwool, and Wetwall, a Wilson Art Company.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you've been able to spend a little bit of time with us. And of course, everybody hangs on to the last part of the show to hear another simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini. Joe, what do you have for us?
All right, Danny, here's a quick and easy way to clean up wood chips, sawdust, dirt, anything like that from the floor of your workshop, garage, or shed without bending over and sweeping it up. First, buy an extra wand and floor nozzle for your wet-dry vacuum. Any manufacturer sells these parts separately, and really for like $10 or $15 you should be able to get. And the floor nozzle is that long, narrow one that you typically use for sweeping up any, for sucking up any dirt from the floor. What we're trying to do is slip the nozzle onto the end of the extra wand that you buy, then use two metal straps to attach the wand vertically to the wall inside your shop. Make sure the nozzle, the bottom of the floor nozzle, is maybe a half inch or so above the shop floor. Now when it's time to clean up, all you have to do is take your vacuum hose, hook it up to that wall-mounted wand, flip on the vacuum, right? And now as you're sweeping, you just sweep it right up to the nozzle and it automatically sucks it up into your vacuum.
Well, I tell you what,
that works really. I've done that in two different shops and I love it. I wouldn't have a shop without it.
That's a great idea. Actually, you know, when you think about a shop vac and all the different things you can do with it, you're probably not even tapping into, you know, a fraction of the different things that you can do. One thing I didn't realize that a homeowner recently, I showed them how you take it from the intake to the other side that will exhaust.
From vacuum to blowing, right?
Yeah, used it to blow off some sawdust and things like that. And they looked at me like, Does every one of them have this, because that exhausts you. And I found myself explaining how a vacuum cleaner works. But that works very, very well. And then different types of dust collection that you can use for it. But I'll tell you what, it is well worth it to get in a habit of, as soon as you grab that vacuum cleaner, before you do anything, take it off, clean the inside, take that filter, clean it the best you can, replace it if there's any problems with it. And oh, by the way, if you're using it to pull up a spill of water or liquids, take the filter out,
yeah.
Because I can't tell you how many times I've looked at the filter and go, wow, what happened to that? It must have fallen in a creek.
You sucked up a creek is what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they are amazing things, and they're getting quieter. They're getting smaller. They're cordless now. You can get the cordless ones that are 18 volt. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have a small cordless one. It's like the size of a large lunchbox. But the thing I've always noticed about wet, dry vacuums, even the really big, really well-made ones, they're incredibly affordable.
Yes, they are.
There's not much to it. Most of them are. If you buy a stainless steel one, I got this beautiful stainless steel DeWalt in the corner of my shop.
Wow.
But if you just buy a normal plastic one that is more than good enough for any homeowner, they're incredible. It's like $50. You can get a really good vacuum cleaner.
And they'll last forever if you treat it right.
They'll last virtually forever. The filter on and suck up water like Danny.
Yeah. Try not to do that. Hey, earlier we mentioned about the great QuickCrete Walkmaker giveaway. Again, that's todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. And that deadline is August 29th. So go right now. todayshomeowner.com/giveaway for your chance to win. That wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. Certainly glad you've been with us. And if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, hang around and go to todayshomeowner.com/radio to hear what we're going to be tackling in the second hour. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And again, celebrating 7 years with my buddy Dennis Gould, our great engineer. Thanks so much for listening to this hour, Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.